Okay, today is Daf Chaf Vav. We are on Chaf Hey Amid Bey. We're a little behind, but we'll catch up. Hopefully we'll catch up because the Amid Bey today is pretty short. And okay, here we go. Chaf Hey Amid Bey. Amar Zera, Amar Rebbe. Rav Zera said in the name of Rebbe, Hatzorim Ozen Hapar, after the Shechita, listen to this halacha, after the Shechita, you nick the ear of a par. Which basically you're giving it a month. But after the Shechita, before the Kabbalah, B'yachakach kibal damo, puzzle. That's puzzle. You can't make a mum after the Shechita. Obviously Shechita is a mum, you kill it. But once you do that, you can't make any other mum before you do the Kabbalah. Why? Because Shinemar, like it says, V'lokach midam hapar. The lakicha, the Kabbalah, has to be midam hapar. Par shahayikvar. Same par that was before. In other words, no mum. Says the Gemara, Ashkechon, Kachay Kachim. That pasuk is by Kachay Kachim. That pasuk is by Kachay Kachim. That pasuk, I think, is by Par Hel Dover. That's what Rashi says, the parentheses. Kachay Kalim, Minolan. Where do you know the same din applies by Kachay Kalim? So the Gemara, Amar Rava, Tanina, we have a brayta talking about the carbon Pesach. It says, Set Tamim Zachar Ben Shana. Sheyehe Tamim U Ben Shana B'Shat HaShechita. It has to be Tamim, can't have a mum, has to be 1 year old at the time of the Shechita. The Kabbalah B'Halacha B'Zvika Menayin. What about the rest of the Avodah? How do you know it has to be the same story? What's the same story? It has to be Tamim and Ben Shana. Hamad Lomar Yehiyeh. It says Yehiyeh, which means Kol Hav Yosef Lo Yehu Elotam Uben Shana. The existence of this animal, even after Shechita, has to be Tam. You can't play with the ears and make mums. And it has to be 1 year old. Okay? Got that? So what have we learned so far? Simple did. You cannot make a mum after the Shechita. You also can't make any mum. If you do that, it's no good. Abaya says, wait a minute. Rabbi Shua Omer, Rabbi Shua has the following halacha. Rabbi Shua the Tana said, Ipsachim, Kol hazvachim shebetorah, every carbon in the world, in the Torah, shenishtayar mehen kizayis basar u kizayis chelev, as long as there remains a kizayis of basar or a kizayis of chelev, zorek et adam. You can do zorek et adam. Aye, where's the other 98% of the animal? I don't know. What happened to it? It got lost, it got burned. I don't know what happened to it. Nothing left. All we have is a kizayis of basar. You know what the halach is? Still do Zvika. Says Abaya, how could you come along and tell me that you can't do Zvika? You can't do, that you can't make a mum. And if you make a mum, it's no good. Says Abaya, Rabbi Shua said you can have, the whole animal could be gone. And it's okay. What are you talking about? You hear that, Kasha? Very simple kasha. We thought off by saying that you're not allowed to make a mum after the shechita. You can't make any mum to the animal. It has to be just as complete. Said Rabbi Yehoshua, said Abaya, Rabbi Yehoshua said, the whole animal could be missing. The whole animal is gone. Where did it go? I don't know. It's gone. It got lost. Whatever it is. It's not here. It's not in existence. As long as ever Kazai is a bus left. As Rashi points out, there's no greater mum than that. And yet it's good. So what are you talking about? You hit it? So Tirguma Rava answers Abaya, yes. That Bryce is talking about Aben Shana. The fact that it remains a year old, that can't change. That can't change. The fact that there's a mum, that's irrelevant. The 1 year old part can't change. Ask the Gemara the obvious question. Is there such a thing? The Bishat Shechita Ben Shana. When you do the Shechita, it's 1 year old. Ubishas Halacha Uzrika Ben Shtayim, and then an hour later it became 2 years old. And there's Pesach. Amravah, yes. Zoso Meres shows Solos to Kachim. When it comes to Kachim, we don't measure birthdays by the day. We measure birthdays by the minute they were born. And Rashi points out, you have an animal that's born on Erev Pesach on the ninth hour. Next year. You're going to do the Shechita by the ninth hour, but you don't get to do the Zvika until the tenth hour. You know what? This animal's no good. Why? Because it's already 2 years old. That's a very unusual halacha. That's what it's talking about. You have to keep track of when they're born. Yes, you have to keep track of it. So Rav Shechter pointed out that, I know, it's very difficult. It's very difficult. Yes. And Rav Shechter pointed out that, I was also doing a shiur on Pesach, and he wanted to point out that the mating season for sheep and goats was such that when Pesach came, they were like 4 months old. So it was never a shiloh anyway. It was never going to be a shiloh. They were young, and you weren't even close to being a year old, turning into this problem. That's how the mating season was. They can't be over one. It's one and under. So that once it's born, mamash on Erev Pesach, it's a birthday, it's mamash that hour, that you can do the shechita before, you do the three, an hour later, it's already past his one year birthday. You're right, that'll be a problem. So I think in Matthias, it never came up, because that's not how they mate. They don't mate in such a way where it's a shiloh. You wait another year, they're going to be 14 months old, 18 months old. What? I don't know, they're small. Yeah. I don't know at what age of a sheep it becomes an adult. I don't know. Right? We're talking about animals, we're talking about people. Okay, so then make the group smaller. Okay? Next din. Amr of Ami. It's not a hard doc today. It's a series of halachas. Amr of Ami. Amr of Elazar. He, Bifnim, if the karban is inside the Azara, but Viragleha Bachot, the legs are outside. It's right at that border of the Beis HaMikdash. The body's in, the legs are out. Chot, listen to this halacha. Chata, if you cut off the legs, V'yachar kach shachat, and then you shech the behema, that's kshera. The Gemara is going to ask him, how can that be kshera? It's a mum. That's kshera. What's the reason why it's kshera? But shachat, if you shech the animal, V'achar kach chata, and then you cut off the legs, that's psula. That's puzzle. Why? So Rashi explained, because when you shech the animal first, and then you cut off the legs were outside the azara. There's a psul called yote. Animal can't be outside. The dam that you receive in the bowl is mixed from the entire animal, including the blood in the leg that's outside. Therefore, you have a psul yote. However, when you cut off the legs first, then I did the shechita, that's okay. Why? Because there's no blood that's outside the Beit HaMikdash. Therefore, this Kabbalah is a valid Kabbalah. Okay? Now, the obvious question, where am I? You cut the legs off, the achakach shachach shera? How could that be kosher? Balmom kamakru. It's a balmom. It's impossible. Ella, Ema, you're right. what we meant to say was, chata, you cut off the leg, v'achakach kibel kshera. Right. Of course you can't do shechita like that. No shaila about that. We're talking about kshef, we're talking about the Kabbalah. Right? So again, what do? You chata, you cut off the first is the shechita. That's for sure. Then you cut off the leg. Then you took the Kabbalah. That's kshera. What? That's exactly the point. That's why it's kosher. Why? Because the part that you cut off after the shechita. So when I did Kabbalah without any problem of yotze. Yeah, Kabbalah is the key one now. Otherwise, when you do Kabbalah, you're doing Kabbalah with part of the Kabbalah, part of the dam is yotze. That's a problem. So what'd you do? You cut off those parts. Cut off that part. So when I did Kabbalah, the entire animal was in the Azara. Not a problem. Right. We're talking about this guy super fast. Right. Now we have a separate problem with this. The problem is we just said a halacha. You can't make any mum after the shechita. What are you doing? Cutting off the leg. Right? Which is before we get to that question, to the other flip side. Kibel, if you accepted the dam, the achar kachatach, and then you cut off the leg, that's psula. Why? Because you were makabel dam, and in that bowl is pasul dam. Why is it pasul dam? Because the dam comes from the leg. Rashi says, view the dam coming out of the neck as if it's a mixture of the whole body, including the part that's outside. So in theory, that makes perfect sense, right? No problem with it, except for the following problem. Wait a minute. Chatak b'arakach kibel k'sheira? How can that be kosher? Baha, Amar b'zeira, b'zeira just said, we just had a halacha, hatzor of ozen b'bechor, if someone cuts off the ear of a bechor, and makes a mum out of it, b'arakach kibel damo, after the shechit he did that. After the shechit, he did a shechit on a tamen. Not a bechor, a tamen. Then you cut off the ear. Why you did that, I don't know. Then you do the Kabbalah. That's puzzle. Shenamar, because it says, V'lo tachim dam ha'par. So what do you mean? What's going on here? We're cutting off the leg. What's going on here? So Amar of Chitza, Amar of Imi. What we're talking about is, when did Rabbi Eliezer say it's kosher? Choteich be'ever ad shemagia le'etem. You cut off the aver, but you didn't cut the bone. Therefore, you're not making it into a balmum. And therefore, somehow you made a cut. The blood's not circulating, and therefore it's not a problem of a mum. And you got rid of the problem that it's a yod thing. Because you cut it off, but you didn't cut it off to make it into a mum. What? What do you think? What? A balmum doesn't mean it's going to live or die. Right. So I think the Gemara is going to ask some similar questions to what you're about to say. So the Gemara is going to say, Gemara says like this. Now, what did he say? He said, Kibel, if you accept the dam, the achaka chatach, and then you cut off the legs, psula, that's puzzle. Why? Why is that possible? We said, because the dam is considered coming from the entire body, including the legs, which are outside. That's a problem. Okay? Says the Gemara, Shmas Mina, let's bring a raya from here, that dam hamuvla be'evarim damhu. Dam, that's, I guess, swallowed up or absorbed in all the body parts, is considered dam. Right? See, otherwise, why would it be possible? Why would this dam be a possible? Obviously, the dam throughout the whole body is considered dam. That's the right. So the Gemara, I guess that's an ongoing dispute. Now we can resolve that dispute. So the Gemara says, no, it's not necessarily true. It could be Dilma Bishum Sham Shum Sham Nunit. But the reason why it would be puzzle, not because of the dam. In the Chanami, maybe it's not, the dam's not. We don't consider the dam coming out of the neck as if it came from the leg. Maybe not. Maybe not. What's the problem? The problem is, you have shamnunas. Shamnunas is meat. You have meat that's on these legs. That could be edible. That's part of the carbon. That's outside. That's going to topple the whole carbon. Forget the dam for a minute. The shamnunas is a problem. Right? Doesn't necessarily have to be that the dam is the problem. It could be the buffer is the problem. The buffer is outside. It's literally outside. And therefore, that's the reason why this would be possible. Shmaat Mina, bring a raya from here, that buffer kajim kalim shiyote, lifnei zmikat dam, puzzle. It's also a shiloh. We know that kajim kalim is allowed to be eaten in the entire Yerushalayim. So what do you mean? They're possible. They're going outside. Why are they possible? I think they can be anywhere in Yerushalayim, even over there, outside the base. I make this ground. So how can they be a psul? The answer is, before the Zrikas Adam, there's a psul. It's designated as a carbon. Once it's designated as a carbon, it's got to be in a certain location. The fact that you're going to eat it tomorrow, it's a separate thing. You want to eat it down the block, right? In the other neighborhood in Yerushalayim. That's not a problem. But here it's a problem. Shmas Mina. Basar kachin kalim shiyotze lufnei zrikas hadam, that's puzzle. Right? So the Gemara says, well, maybe Dilma kachin, maybe we're talking about kachin. In other words, also that's also a controversial thing to say. If I could eat it tomorrow down the block, I take it out now, it's puzzle. So maybe it's kachin. Kachin could only be eaten in the Azara. So if it's taken out, it could be a problem. So again, it's not resolved. Okay. Okay. Betty? Next. That was the optimal place. We're going to get to that in a few minutes. Yeah, you're going to have to, one of these Gemaras that you're going to definitely have a kasha on. Right, so the channel is suffering. The ideal place is the Suffolk. Right, what if it's a very long knife and it stretches 20 feet? We're going to get to that in a minute. Tana Rabbanan. Kachi Kachim, Shkitatsan B'Tzafon. Kachi Kachim are supposed to be shechted in the north. V'kibul Daman B'Klishares B'Tzafon. And it also has to, the Kabbalah Hadam also has to be in the north. Amad B'Darom. What if you're standing in the south? V'hoshi Yadol B'Tzafon. And you stick your hand into the north, either you have a long knife, or you're right there, could be, you're at the end of the Daro, and the animal's at the beginning of the top, you don't have to be so far away from it. Then, v'shachat and yishach, shchitaso k'sheira. That's fine. Because all we care about for this is where the animal is. You could be anywhere. As long as the animal's in the top. However, not north of the Mizbeach, the Tzafon area. Where's Tzafon? That's Tzafon. That's the whole Tzafon side. Where exactly? I don't know. I think on the right side of the Mizbeach is considered Tzafon. Kibel. However, if you that's why I said you could be at the edge of the Darom. And the animal is at the beginning of the Tzafon, you're officially in Darom, but you're not far away. You have a knife, but a slightly longer knife, you could do it. That could be. However, Kibel Kabbalah Sopsula. If you makabel the dam in such a place, it's no good. Why? Why? Because when it comes to Kibel, we care where you are, not where the animal is. Why? I think Rashi says why. I don't remember. Rashi just says, we're going to learn later on, Samach Kabal Shchita. We might get to why that is. But when it comes to Shchita, we care about where the animal is. When it comes to Kabbalah, we care about where you are. So even though you're right there, if you're not in the Tzafon, it's not a valid Kabbalah. Tichnis Rosho Verubo. What if you lean over and you stick your Rosho Verubo into the Tzafon? The Ki'ilu Nichnat Kulo. Rashi says, Rubo Kakulo. And therefore, that will be a valid Kabbalah. Pirkisa, if the animal's been shechted already, and then it's thrashing about, and Yatusa l'darom b'chazra, Kshera, it thrashes about and it wanders to the darom, and it comes back to the Tzafon, that's also fine. Why? Because the bottom line is, you did the Shechita in the Tzafon. If it doesn't come back, I don't know. Right. And then it comes back. I don't know. Right. By the way, the animal's considered dead. You saw those videos. You saw those videos from the slaughterhouse. You saw that from the slaughterhouse in Iowa. Good. What? They don't bounce around. They shuck the animal and it's walking around. It's walking around. And it's halachically dead. I don't know the medical explanation for this. You know? But they were trying to show that Shechita is so cruel. But the amount of it's crazy things. What? Shechita was a cow. Shechita is walking around. And the Shechita was just ignoring it. The goats had ridden that animal already. They're ignoring it. Because they know it can't last like that. A minute or two. A minute or two is a long time. It was amazing things to watch. That's a story. Kachay Kalev. What? No, it's such a thing. What if it doesn't come back? I don't know. Maybe it would be fine because Lamaita, the Shechita was in the Tzafon. What? Right. So why he's doing it here, I don't know. But what's the Mitzvah? I don't know. Kachay Kalev. What's Kachay Kalev? That could be eaten anywhere. That could be shechted anywhere. Shechitasan Befnim. It could be done anywhere in the Atara. There's no Hakpah that has to be done in the north. Kibel Daman B'Klisharet Bifnim, right? The Kabbalah also has to be done inside, anywhere. Amad Bachot,
V'hichnis yado lifnim.
The guy's outside with a long knife inside.
Shchitas okshera. It's fine. Kibel kabbalah so psula. If he does the kabbalah like that, that's no good. Why? Because we said before,
when it comes to kabbalah,
we care about where you are, not where the animal is. You're outside. It's no good. What? We're gonna get to that in Amud Beis, but the Zohar. Hechnitz Rosho Verubo, if you stick your whole body in, Ilu lo hechnat. It doesn't count. Here it doesn't count. Rashi says it's an exception to the din of Rubo Kukulo. We're gonna have that also soon. It doesn't count. Why? Because you're not there. You won't see about it, it doesn't make a difference. That was like Kajik Kajik. Why is it different? I don't know. Yeah, because we're more machmer because it's more makel. All the rules are makel, so we're more machmer. Pirkasa, the animal's moving around after it's shchita. V'yatza lachot chazra psula. That's puzzle. Why? Again, once it walked out, it's no good. It comes back in, doesn't make a difference. Once it left the area, it's no good. But it makes sense since we're more makel. The rules are so much more makel. We're more machmer. Okay. Shmamina, what do you see from here? Basar kachekal shiyata l'tnei zrikas adam puzzle.
You see them here, what we said before.
If the meat, the animal leaves before the zrikas adam, it's puzzle. It doesn't make a difference if it's left on its own. You carried it out, you started out half out. None of those make a difference. So the Gemara says, no, maybe you don't have to be such a rule like that. Dilma, maybe. You know why it's puzzle? Because ba'alya v'yateres hakaved u'shtei kloyot. The tail and the diaphragm and the kidneys. Those parts of the Kodesh Kalim are considered like Kodesh. They're going up on the Mitzvah. That can't go out. The rest of the animal, the leg, who's to say that would be a problem? Maybe that wouldn't be a problem. The reason why it's a problem here is because vital things went out. Okay. Boy men avur da Shmuel me Shmuel. Shmuel's father asked Shmuel the following question. Again, this is one of these Gemaras. I don't know how this is possible, but I'm going to ask it. He bifnim. The behemoth inside, v'raglei bachut, and the animals outside, that we had already. Ma, what's the din? The legs are outside. Amalei, ksiv, behevium lashem, ad shtei kulu b'snim. He said, it's no good, the whole thing has to be inside. Ready for this one? Tala, what if the animal's hanging in the air, on a rope, v'shachat, and you shach the animal that's hanging, mahu, what's the din? Amalei, Shmuel said, Kshera, it's kosher. Amalei, so his father tells him, no, Ishtabashti, he made a mistake. The Enon, Shchita, Al Yerech, Veleka. No, Shchita has to be next to the Mizbeach. Can't be in the air. No, it has to be on the ground. However, next question. Nisla, what if the Shochet is in the air? Mahu, Shachat, and he shechs the animal. Mahu, what's the din? It's Amalei. So Shmuel says, you just asked me that question. And the answer is Psula. That's impossible, right? Amalei, no, the father said, no, Shtabashti made a mistake. That would be Shita al Yerech, below Shochi al Yerech. Now, only the animal has to be on the ground, but the Shochi could be in the air. No.
They are?
Oh, really? Right. Interesting. Okay. Now, what about the next one? Nisle. What if the coin's in the air? It doesn't mean it's in the air. It could be on a platform. Okay, Nisle, the kibel, and he does Kabbalah. Like that. Mahu. What's the din about that? It's Amalei. So Shmuel said, Shera. That's fine. Amalei, his father said, no. Ishtabash, that would be no good. Ain derech Shera's pekach.
That's not the proper way to do service.
You don't do service on a platform or hanging in the air. Why is Shechita all right? Shechita is different, because Shechita is not really a servant. Because even a Zohar can do it. Right? It's Avoda, but it's quasi-Avoda. It's an Avoda, yes, but a Zohar can do it. Now, how much of an Avoda is it if a Zohar can do it? A Zohar can't do Kabbalah. Tala, what about if the animal's hanging? The Kibel, and you do Kabbalah. Ma, what's the din? Amalei, so Shmuel said Tzula. That would be puzzle. Why? Just like Shechita in the air is no good, so to Kabbalah. Amalei, his father says to know, Ishtabashti made a mistake,
Shechita al yerech. The shechita has to be on the ground. Below Kabbalah al yerech. Kabbalah has to be on the ground. Okay, so whatever Shmuel said is wrong. Abaya says, wait, kachim kachim, by kachim kachim, kulam psulam. It's all no good. Why? Bar, except for one case, nisle, except for the case where the shochet is in the air, the shachad, that's fine. Why? Because he doesn't have to be on the ground. Kajikalim, by kajikalim, kulam sharers, it's all good. Bar, minisle, the kibel, except for the case where the kohen's in the air doing Kabbalah. Why? Ain't there a sharers for that? I don't know. Probably not. I think, what? Kula means if yours is suspended or the animal suspended, either or suspended. I don't think you have a vote. I think suspended. For Shechita and for Kabbalah. So there's four cases. You, the animal, Shechita, and Kabbalah. Four cases. Right? So three out of the four are good by Kachi Kachim. A different three out of the four are good by Kachi Kala. What about the rest of them? I don't think it's good. I don't know. Amar Rava, Maishna, Tala V'kibel V'kachakalim. Why is V'kachakalim is different? Dikshera, why? Aver B'pnim Kipnim Dami. Why? Obviously, because the airspace is fine. So then Kachakachim, Nami, Aver Tzafon Kitzafon Dami. Why wouldn't it be fine? El Amar Rava, V'kachakachim, V'kachakalim. It doesn't make a difference. Kshera is all good. Chut, Ikbar, except for Mentala V'shachat V'kachakachim. Except for Mentala, the Shachat, the Kachi Kachim, except if the animal suspended by Kachi Kachim, Nisle, the Kibel, but if it's suspended and does Kabbalah, then Kachi Kachim, then Kachi Kalim, it would be puzzle. Why? That's how you do the way you do Avodah. Voimineir, Rivimir, Zera. Hu bifnim, bitsisiso bachot, mahu. I don't know how this could be possible, but somehow, you're inside, but your hair is outside. Tzitzis means hair, it doesn't mean tzitzis. With hair. You're inside and your tzitzis is outside. How could that be? I don't know. You're short there anyway, I know. So we had that kasha. We said that you get misa to that. Maybe that vote is still a good avoda. We asked that question already before. Could be it's a good, you get misa for that. Go in now that I have long hair. What if he does? Right, that was a shiloh. No, that's suspended. Amalei, Lava Martha, didn't we say that the Yom Hashem, that the Pasuk said, after you brought to Hashem, we said already before that this is an exception to the din of Rubur Kulo. And it has to be all inside. Hakanami, Kevim, all moed, Achiova Kulo, all moed. You have to be completely inside. No heter at all. Okay? Next Mishnah. Next Mishnah. Nasno Algabe Hakeves. Hakevesh. If you sprinkle the dam on the rim. That's the wrong place. Right, we're getting, this is leading up to tiggle. First, we start off with other things you do wrong. What do you do wrong? Not now, Agabi HaKeva. Sprinkle the dam on the rim. Or, Shalo Kineged HaYisod. Or, not by the Yisod, where it's supposed to be. Or, Nasanet HaDitan and Lamata, Lamaila. What's supposed to go below the red line, you apply above the red line. Et HaDitan and Lamaila, Lamata. What's supposed to be above the red line, put below the red line. Et hanitan and bifnim, what's supposed to be done, bifnim, bachut, you did outside. Outside what? Outside the heichal. Et hanitan and bachut, bifnim, pasul, all this is pasul, but the ain bo kareg. There is no kareg. Okay? What? Because there is kareg. Piggle. So what's the difference? It's even worse. It's a mice. Right? But there's a habit. Listen, if you do something, wrong, you have curries. If you also do something wrong, no, that's a strict over here. You don't get curries, but it's possible. Okay. Skipboard is actually not so easy. Amar Shmuel. Shmuel says, Pasul, however, Pasul Basal. You cannot eat this carbon. Aval, Baal Mitzchafru. But the Baal gets the Kafara. Okay? You can't eat this carbon. So the Baal gets a kapara. My time, why? Why is the Baal get a kapara? He did the whole thing, all the blood was done wrong. Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, the Pasuk starts off, Ki nefesh ha-basar adam hi, v'ani nasasi v'lachem al ha-mizbeach l'chafer al ma'af shosechem. Kivin shi'igi adam l'mizbeach, t'schafru b'ayli. As long as the blood touches the mizbeach, you got it. You got a kapara. Ihachi, if that's true, basar nami, so why can't you eat the animal? Why can't you eat the basar? Why is that no good? Amar Kra, because the Pasuk says, L'chaper, L'chapara nasatid, it's only good for a kapara, v'lola davar acher, but doesn't matter the eating. Yes. Yes. There's other problems. So the Hashchita was good. The Kabbalah was good. The Halacha, just reading you messed up. You put it in the wrong spot. You can't eat the animal, but you get a kapara. Right? Exactly. Alma kasavar, what do you see from here? Bimkomo. Kim, shalom bimkomo is kimkom dummy. The wrong place of the zrika is like it's the right place. We don't care. Right? The wrong place is the right place. Tanan beidich pirkin, but wait a minute. We're going to learn later on in the Aflamid days that nasno al hakevesh, if you put the dam by the kevesh, shalom kineged hayisod, or not by the yisod, or that all this is im yesh dam hanefesh. If you did all this mistake, you have some dam left. Yachzer hakasher v'yikavel. Go do it again. Right? Someone walks. Hey, by the way, didn't you sprinkle down the wrong part up below, upper or lower? Right. Go back and do it again. Do it, right? Why do it again? B'sal g'dayta, shalobim komo, kibim komo, if the wrong place is like the right place, lama liyakzer ha-koshet v'kabo. Go ahead and do it again. What's wrong with you? It's okay. So the Gemara says, v'chei tema, you know why you're doing it again? L'hatir basar l'achila. At least you can do it l'achila. So wait a minute. Mi'ika is such a thing? Zrika d'lo mechaperet. The zrika doesn't work. Bisharya basar b'achila? Would you like to eat it? Not something like that. The zrika was wrong. What am I going to do? I'm going to do the zrika again. Why? The mass of the animal? That doesn't make any sense. So the Gemara says like this. Idi yahave kasher, if the original zrika was done by a kosher, hachanami, you're right. You don't have to do it a second time. Why? Because you get a kapara the first time. Hachav mayaskinan, you know what we're talking about? The Yahave puzzle. Who did the zrika? Somebody who's not supposed to do the zrika. A puzzle person. Therefore, the zrika is no good. It's either Israel, a Balmum, a lefty, whatever it was. If you still have dam left, then go do it again. Oh, what? Well, that's what the Mishnah says. That's what the Gemara says. Allow it be. You did it wrong. If you have dam left, go redo it. Ask them, what if they redo it for it? Our Mishnah said it's fine. So the Gemara says, well, because over there, the guy who did it was no good. Here, he was good. So wait a minute. He did it in the wrong spot. 1 minute. So v'lahavei dichui. What kind of halach is this? Redo it. The whole thing is no good. Dichui means pushed off. The whole thing is being pushed off. How can you matir? How can we let... The only problem is, he did it in the wrong spot. Go do it again. The whole dam should be dichui. So everything in the bowl is no good. It's a do-over. The whole thing has to be done over. How can you just do this week again? Ditnan, because we learned, the kulon shekiblu chutz luzmano, chutz limkomo, anytime there's been a psul, a pigle psul, chutz luzman, chutz limakom, in yesh dam nefesh, if there's still blood available, yachzer, ve'kosher, ve'yikavel. Do it over. Kiblu in, zarku lo. The only time we're going to allow this is if you could do the Kabbalah over again. Not if you, right? You do step 3, 4, 2, 3, and 4 over again. Not if you just do step 4 over again. Doing step 4 over again is never good enough. How can you say step 4 over again is fine? What? I know. That question always has to be. But Like we said, how could you do shechita, then cut off the legs, then do kabbal a second later? It's not shaya. So that question is always a, you know, in the world of the Gemara, in the Beis Midrash, this is a shaya. So, my timer, why is that? What's the reason why the only way this is going to be allowed is if you can go back to step two? Why? Because, why should they have a dichui? Obviously, the whole thing's been pushed off. It's a dichui. The whole thing's been pushed off. So how can you tell me here that when you messed up on Zrika, go do it again? You can't do it again. You know, you have to go back to Kabbalah. Back to start over from there. Why? Because it's a dichui here. So the Gemara says, low, no. So the Gemara says like this, low, but low, mishum de pasul b'machshava. The reason why there's a dichli over there, we have to go back to step two, is because there was a piggle problem. That's why you have to go back to step two. Here, there's no piggle problem. What do we have over here? We have the wrong guy problem. It's not the wrong right to be the puzzle. But if it's a puzzle, you don't have to go back to step two. You can just redo step four. Why? Ihachi. Right? Ihachi. What? Ihachi. If it's true. If what's true? If it's true that the wrong person will ruin Zrika, if that's true, then Kabbalah Nami. Why won't the wrong person ruin Kabbalah? Right, what do we say? That the Zrika was dumb and the wrong person, redo it. What about Kabbalah? V'od, mi pasul machshava? Is it even possible? Is it even possible that someone who's pasul to do the avoda can even make piggle? Is that even possible? Not even possible. Why? Amar Rava, ein machshava el misharoy la'avoda. The only person who can even do pigle, someone's allowed to do the avoda. Davar haroy la'avoda, and also has to be something that on an item that's roy for avoda. Rashi says not the omer, which is not an avoda. It's a different kind of carbon. Makom haroy la'avoda has to be the right place. How can a puzzled person have pigle? Doesn't mean make the whole thing is no good. So Gemara says the lotei mazarku. Don't say that, don't say, we're changing it now. Don't say that you can do the Zrika over again. Ela Ema Shachtu, low. El Shachtu, low. If a puzzled person does the Shchita, don't do it again. My Kamashbulan, what's the Chiddush in that? The Pasla Machshava, that's the Pasla Machshava, that we know already. Tanina, Lufika, Hain Pasla B'Machshava. Just like a puzzled person to do the other Avodas, is Mutter. To do Zrika, to do Shchita. Why? Because the Tzar is allowed to do Shchita. So if the Tzar is allowed to do Shchita, what if the Tzar has a Machshavas Pigle during the Shchita? Is that going to ruin it? Of course it's going to ruin it. That's old news. The Gemara says, HaKamash Malan, the Kabbalah Ve'elech, Lo Pasul Machshava, that from Kabbalah and on, he will not ruin the Machshava. My time of why? Kidder Rava. Like Rava said, only a person who's in the ball game is allowed to be over on Pigle. If you're not allowed to do it anyway, you can't make pickle. So, again, the reason why I repeat is to emphasize that point. A czar who's allowed to do shchita can make pickle by shchita. If he's not allowed to do Kabbalah, he cannot make pickle by Kabbalah. Okay? And that was a little hard at the end over there. We'll stop here, and we'll pick up. I stopped over here because Mason has a whole brand new thing now. There's nowhere to stop. So we'll stop here, and we'll resume tomorrow. Tomorrow we'll have daf at 6 o'clock and we'll be davening at 6:45. So tomorrow Wednesday, Rosh Chodesh.